Along a bottomless bag of black night, into which I stuffed all the dreams I stole from restless sleepers. I was a real old-time Rakshasa there. The daughter of night did not look up when I went to view her. She was in a cage Bondo Trang used for keeping large animals of the deadliest sort. Sometimes leopards, but mostly tigers. A fully grown male tiger was worth a fortune in the apothecary market. She was shackled as well. The cats never were. In addition, I believe a little opium and nightshade were used to season her food. Nobody wanted to underestimate her potential. Her family had a dire history, and she had a goddess on her shoulder. Reason told me to kill her right now, before Kina wakened as much as she could. That would buy me the rest of my lifetime free of the end of the world. It would take the Dark Goddess generations to create another Daughter of Night. Reason also told me that if the girl died, the captured would spend the rest of time in those caverns under the glittering plain. Reason told me, after a moment watching her, that she was not just ignoring me. She did not know I was there. Her mind was elsewhere. Which was not a comfortable feeling at all. If Kina could turn her loose, the way Mergen was loose. Chapter 25. Master Santaraxita paused to tell me,
"It was good of you to care for Baladitya yesterday, Dorabi. I had forgotten him in my eagerness to assemble the Badralok. But you should be careful, or his grandson will begin expecting you to walk the old man home for him. He tried it with me."
I did not look into his eyes, though I did want to see what was there. There was a tightness in his voice that told me he had something on his mind. But I had taken too many liberties with Dorabi already. He would not stare into the eyes of the priestly caste.
"I but did the right thing, master. Are we not taught to respect and aid our elders? If we do not when we are young, who will respect and aid us when we ourselves become frail?"
"Indeed. Nevertheless, you continue to amaze and intrigue me, Dorabi."
Uncomfortable, I tried to change the subject by inquiring,
"Was the meeting of the Badralok productive, master?"
Santaraxita frowned, then smiled.
"You are very subtle, Dorabi." "No, of course not. We're the Badralok. We talk, we don't act."
For a moment, he mocked his own kind.
"We'll still be debating what form our resistance should take when the protector perishes of old age."
"Is it true what they say, master? That she's 400 years old, yet fresh as a bride?"
I did not need to know. I just needed conversation to nurture Santaraxita's surprising interest in me.
"That seems to be the common belief, handed down from the northern mercenaries and those travelers the Radisha adopted."
"She must be a great sorceress indeed, then."
"Do I detect a note of jealousy?"
"Would we all not like to live forever?"
He looked at me oddly.
"But we shall, Dorabi. This life is only a stage."
Wrong thing to say, Dorabi Day.